understand.
Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. And good evening, Brother Ralph.
Hello, sir.
Hey, good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings again from Oklahoma City.
Amen. And I know we have a couple callers, so I'll be standing by and I'll let you know when they call in.
All right, sure appreciate it. And we do thank everybody for joining us this Wednesday evening for Hope is Alive. And what is Hope is Alive? It's the show about testimony. And what is that testimony? The captives being set free, generally from their diseases, from evil spirits, from that which held them captive. And if you have any questions regarding deliverance, deliveranceusa.com, a wealthy, wealthy, wealthy internet site. If you haven't visited, you should. I mean, it's got everything you need to know about deliverance, self-deliverance training, the prayers that are talked about, everything there. And best of all, it's free of charge. Or if you like to read a book, you can do it the old-fashioned way. Get the book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. Get that by calling Richard at the office at 307-742-7582. If you'd like to have that book, it'll certainly get out there to you. We ask a $20 offering to cover expenses and postage. But it's a good, good book. Picked up me a couple this week when I was out there in Oklahoma City. This seems like I just talked to you the other day, Pastor.
Well, it does. And that's actually the truth.
It is the truth. I had the opportunity to meet some men to get together for prayer. We obtained, went up there to the Deliverance Ministries there on Monday night. Got to see a lot of captives set free. There was quite a few people there. Some 20-some. Was it 26, Pastor?
26 ministers, and there were 22 we ministered to. It was an awesome evening.
I saw a lot of smiling faces afterwards. I didn't see them all going in, but I seen a lot of smiling faces, a lot of people happy, shaking hands, just agreeing. Saw a lot of them shaking their heads, and I could hear a few conversations hear a comment here and there about, wow, I didn't realize I had that much to get rid of. I didn't think I had that much bothering me. But it was just a fantastic, blessed weekend, blessed night. And, you know, it's just wonderful to get together with brethren of like mind, of one accord, and to see the gifts of the Spirit working and get to see captives set free.
Amen. I have to say, I was there when they came in, and they had smiling faces then. You know how it is with Spirit-filled people. It's when you see someone that's Spirit-filled, your spirits immediately relate, and you feel like you've known them all your life. And that was, I felt like I knew all those people when they came in, and yet I'd never seen them before. But, yes, there was a step up, I'd have to say, in excitement. They were just overflowing with excitement and fulfillment. And it was just a great evening.
Well, do you want to tell us about your case?
Well, yes, I had a man that came up from the Galveston area, where they all came in a Gulfstream 4, which is a top line of the private jets. And a bus brought him to the church on Monday nights. This man was sitting up to the front, and I even asked him to hand out the brown handouts and then the take offering. And then I decided I'd just minister to him. He was right there next to me on the front, and we had a good session, a pretty basic average case, I'd say. We had to work some on the forgiving, and then there was quite a bit of inner healing from years back, and working with the trauma doors, and then also soul ties before that, and then I was unable to get the head demon up, so I did basic of working the list, which, of course, worked as well. And it seemed to go good. And then he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with an amazing flowing tongue. So I was on a high myself from being in the middle of that.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, it was just a nice big group, and I mean, that's... the war room was packed to capacity Monday night. It's been a while since I've been there and seen that many people. So it was just fantastic. Got to see, like having a family reunion. It's like getting to see those cousins you only see once or twice a year. So it was just a wonderful, wonderful time. And you know, when you talk about that trauma, it brings to my mind what you had witnessed to us at there in Oklahoma City. I don't know if we even mentioned that on the radio, but you're talking about the lady who was hit in the head with a tree during the ice storm and how it changed at that trauma. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I'd heard of this before, that people can become demonized when they're unconscious. And this woman had a tree limb fall on her during her ice storm in November and knocked her unconscious. And afterwards, she'd never been the same, she said. Instead of being a great housekeeper, now she's messy. Her back was hurting her. Doctors couldn't figure out what. And, there were some other things that were bothering her. I've forgotten what all they were now. But I was able to get the head demon up in her case and interrogate it. And that's, of course, I love getting the head demon up because we can bear down on it using God's angels as needed with their swords to pressure them. And we found out that that demon came in at that trauma of the tree falling on her head. It came in by satanic assignment. And, of course, to steal, kill, and destroy. And it was doing that in her life. And so, praise God, we dealt with all that and had it take what it put on her off and bind it up to it, as we've been doing with many infirmities when we get the head demon up and people get healed as a result. And finally, I think it had 14 demons under its authority as well, make sure there weren't any remaining legal rights for me to be there, or assignments that had not been canceled, and finally cast them all out. And yeah, she's just doing great. I talked to her a couple of times, and so that's another one. But I'd heard of that before, of demons coming in, even in operations, when people are under the anesthetic, the demons can take advantage somehow, have an edge for entry, and these assignments are coming out of Satan's war room that are put on Christians to block their lives. So that was where I got to see the firsthand where the demon was doing that.
Well, it certainly seems that if, from after hearing that this weekend and hearing about the, you know, being knocked out by the tree and entering in, and the testimony of hearing about the people going in for surgery, that if you have any surgery in your future, that it would be a good time to take exercise your authority, declare Luke 10:19 before going into the surgery, bring down angels on assignment to surround and guard while you're under to protect. Wouldn't you think that would work out pretty well?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, a friend of mine had a heart procedure here a few weeks back, and we, of course, did all that with him, and he just did great. He was on his feet before you knew it, and no demonic activity. But, yes, we have all this power if we'll just use it. Let that be a lesson to all of us.
Yes. And, you know, it just occurred to me, too, that, you know, we'll get a lot of prayer requests that will come in, especially for the prayer line. I get the emails often. And people will have surgery in their future or be asking for that. And I've never thought about it. I've always asked for it to be guided, surgeon to be guided, a speedy healing. But I never gave much thought to the enemy taking advantage of being under like that. So I think I'm going to change my prayers for when people are asking for it to say, look, come against it and say, we declare that and forbid the enemy from operating or taking advantage at that time. So, seems like we're always learning, huh?
Well, that's right. And it's so wonderful that, like Luke 10:19, that we do have power over all the enemy, and nothing will harm us if we'll use that and declare it. Yes. Christians have it. It's just that I didn't understand how important it was to declare it and use it. And most Christians don't seem to know that. We run into that constantly with people that come from ministry. They're not aware of the power they've been given from the cross to deal with these spirits of infirmity and all these tormenting spirits of fear and anger and rage and depression, etc. So it's awesome what we really received from the cross. It's just it's up to us now to use it.
That's right. You know, during communion, everybody knows that when they have what they call the war room. The war room is when all the ministers come in for. Some come in a little early for basic training. Some come in for advanced training, but they get together to activate the Holy Spirit through praise and worship before they get ready to go do battle against these spirits that they're going to have to cast out of people. And while we were, you know, the praise was just flowing that night. I mean, just absolutely flowing. We had some tongues and interpretations go on. It was just absolutely awesome. But when you administer communion, in between the time that I ate the bread and drank the wine, I had a major release. I mean, I just started yawning. I mean, great big, not just, you know, I'm tired yawn. I mean, great big yawns that'll happen when you go through deliverance. So I don't know what it was, but obviously there was something that's probably there by assignment, or it could have been something that maybe it's through the prayer of all through week that I dealt with the legal rite, and at the point of communion, it came out.
Hallelujah. That's awesome.
So,
well,
I'm happy with that.
Demon would be uncomfortable in that location.
Richard, do we have our first caller? I think I hear you there.
Yeah, we do, guys. Azar is on the line.
Well, thank you for joining us this evening with us.
Hi, Azar. Hi, how are you? Bless you in Jesus' name.
Yes, hi, Azar. I'm so glad you called in, and Ralph is on here with me. He's up in the Branson area. Well, Azar, why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself, when you were born again, and what was going on in your life, how you learned about deliverance, what your deliverance was like, and changes that you saw then, and whatever's going on now in your life. So go right ahead.
Okay, amen. Amen. Well, I was born in a Muslim family in Pakistan. And then when I was 21 in 1984, the same year the Deliverance Ministry was started, I came to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And in 1984, Lord Jesus came and visited me at a store I worked at. And he looked at me and he said, "You have the Holy Spirit in you." And that was 1984, April 84. And then it took me until 2013 to come back to the Lord. On that night, when the Lord Jesus and the glory of God showed up in my room, I had tried to kill myself, and I didn't even believe in God at that time, and I said, if there's a God in heaven, you better show up tonight, otherwise I'm going to create another hole in my body. And sure enough, the glory of God showed up, this blue, bright light showed up in my room, filled the room up with His glory, and then I was very scared, I got really scared. And I got in bed and put a blanket over my head and put a pillow over my head, and I was, like, scared, you know? And right then, I felt the Jesus hug that people talk about, a hug, just like the greatest bear hug ever. And, amen, the next day, they were trying to find me a counselor, and they, sure enough, they found me a counselor at the social services, and sure enough, it was a Christian counselor. And when I go into the room, she's got crosses all over the wall, and I know something divine's happening, divine appointment. And she goes, "Azar, who's your higher power?" And I just had the experience last night with the Lord, and I go, "I guess it's Jesus, you know?" And sure enough, that was it. So,
hallelujah.
Amen. And so I was there for 3 years with her, and then I went to a Celebrate Recovery Ministry. And I was there and for 7 years. And the first year I was there, second year, 2 years I was there, a member. And the third year I became a leader in that group. But I still had a lot of demons and back from my past. And from so what happened, a pastor who was coming into the group, he knew you guys. So he took me to you guys when you guys were on 10th Street. And then that was the first night I went there, and unknown to myself, of course, Lord Jesus had already opened my spiritual senses at that time, and I smelled sulfur the whole night. I smelled the demons all night long. I couldn't even breathe. But I was ministered by one of your ministers' team, and that night, 78 entities came out. And we were there until like midnight, 12:30 p.m., of course, you know. And so that was a big burden off my shoulder. That's the first time I met you, Everett, for a little bit, and met Richard for a little bit, and met some of the other ministers. And I was really, you know, my interest was really picked at that point. I like, I got to learn more of this power. Where is this power from? I was saved in the Nazarene church, but they had no power. I never experienced this power before. You know, even my left leg was a little bit shorter than the right leg, and they banished my legs. I went, wow, that is power. God's power is working here. Amen. And then, of course, I came back, and at that point, I was married to a woman from Indiana, and she was born in the church, but she had gotten away. I was married for 28 years, and when I came into Christ and I started moving in the power, she said, "You're crazy." She divorced me after 28 years. So then I was divorced, and the Lord took me, took care of me, took me out, provided a house, provided a, you know, He came one-to-one relationship with me. And, of course, that some of the, I had unforgiveness through that process. And then I came two more times to the Deliverance Ministries and was, of course, delivered. The last time I came in, Mr. Chris and I fought Abaddon, the second highest demon. And we Lord came and defeated him, of course, amen. So I've been there three times, and of course I love to serve there. My heart is for deliverance. I've led many people there, sent many people to deliverance there. Some of them are now ministers and in the group. And one of the administrators, Richard, he's been a brother in Christ. He's been leading me into the kingdom. And of course, every book I have here that I've studied, and so I praise Lord every day for the deliverance and His hand, lifting me up. Right now, I'm still single. Lord has been teaching me the last year through COVID. Through my divorce, I have prospered. And I said, Lord, you're my advocate, you're my judge, you're my everything. I never went to court, I never went to nothing. I said, Lord, whatever you decide, I accept it. I never went to the divorce court, nothing. So the Lord took me out of there, also found me a great attorney. I never had to go to court or anything like that. And it was a very just decision. So, Lord, there's now... I operate in the fullness of all ministries, full power and glory in God, leading people to the Lord, deliverance. I'm a seer, and I've got anointing. The Lord is pouring on me day and night, and so, amen. So I just thank the Lord for all His grace on me. I always say, Lord, why me, He goes, Azar, you have an open heart. I love your open heart. And I says, yeah. I said, Lord, only you can open the heart. You have the key to that door, So I continue to prosper in Him and move in the kingdom as He leads me. And as I am ministered by Mr. Everett and Mr. Peterson, Richard Peterson, and other brothers in Christ who are the Lord sent my way, and also sisters in Christ that He sends my way to lead me and to guide me and to protect me, So that's where I'm at. I'm very prosperous in Christ Jesus, and I have no need except for His grace and mercy that rules in my heart. And, I have just delight in His presence. I'm there with Him 24 hours, 7 days a week. So last year, He took me out of my work after 32 years at the state of Oklahoma. So my testimony is even better, even though I was a sinner, but I was also a tax collector on top of that. So amen.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Well, you've been a great help to us, Azar, in helping set up and take down, quite a bit of physical activity that goes on and getting ready for each meeting,
yes,
and I really appreciate all the help you've been doing there. Now, have you been sitting in on some deliverance cases that have been interesting?
Yes, sir, I have been. Yes, sir. I have, of course, gone on my own cases, but could I please talk about a case? I won't say a name. Could I please talk about a case that the Lord had me sit with Mr. Chris?
Yeah, whatever you've been sitting in on, have you seen some pretty exciting deliverances take place?
Yes, sir. Yes,
maybe
sir. We are ministering to a lady who came in, and she was bent, her body was physically deformed, very bent out of shape. And the Lord had me, Lord talked to me and said, ask Pastor Mr. Chris to go in with you and go into this ministry and minister to this lady. So Lord said, sit on the right side of Minister Chris. And as they ministered, Lord gave me word on what to say to this lady. And so I typed the message on my computer and on my phone, and I showed it to Pastor Chris. And the father said that she's my daughter of the Most High. She has known me since 3 years of age. And she has, she can speak in tongues. She sees the Father, and she's highly anointed, a very powerful woman of God. And the demons have not let her go because she is so anointed. They want to destroy her. And of course, so that was the message the Lord gave, and I gave it to Mr. Chris, and he pursued to talk to her. And also, the Lord said to us that she needs to belong to the church. that the ministry, the deliverance ministry, is being held. He needs to come and join the church. And the Lord said he's going to do amazing things in the kingdom of God, and he's going to lead other women and men to deliverance at the ministry in Jesus' name. So that was one of the most powerful experiences I've had in that time.
Praise God. That's so exciting, Azar. You know, it's kind of like me. I look back and I could have missed all this so easy. And obviously the same way with you. You could have missed ever getting introduced to this. Of course, when Jesus shows up, that's pretty strong. That when he shows up, you're kind of into it, aren't you?
Yes, sir. That's right. That's right. Amen. When I went down last night, the Lord said, Azar, look in the spirit and see what you see. And I looked at the ceiling and everything. He told me to look around. I saw, glory to God, all blue light everywhere. The Lord says, hey, Lord's here. The Father's here. We've already won the battle. The demons are already fleeing. Amen? And And should I go on a little bit, or how much time do I have? I've got another I can add.
Go right ahead. We got some time yet. Yeah, just share anything else you've seen. It's exciting.
Yes, sir. Then yesterday, same night, we were worshiping and praising and worshiping. The Lord said, go back of the prayers room, worship room, and stand in the back and look in the spirit. And I looked up, and on top of the chair where the instructor was sitting, the heavens had opened up, and there was a 600-foot altar right there, and the glory of God was pouring like a big blue cross. And then the whole room was a gigantic, deep, like a basketball stadium. And on the seats in the pew, there was 30,000 angels singing and praising the Lord with us. Amen. And this was a powerful experience I can never forget in my life. And it was so glorious. It was glorious. Then the Lord said, earlier to that, the Lord said, come out of the room and look in the room. And when I looked in the spirit, I saw a 60-foot wall, like a wall of a fort. And it goes, you're my watchman on the wall, you know? So the whole service ministry offices are inside there. They're all surrounded by a powerful wall in the spirit world. No enemy can get in anyways. Amen? And they got snipers sitting on the top, taking off the enemy right off the bat. So all glory is to the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I praise God. I just want to add one more thing, that I am the only one saved in my whole generation. Not for long, I know. Because my name means, Azar means light. The Lord has spoken words that just are just wonderful, powerful words the Lord has spoken. So amen, that's my testimony.
Hallelujah. Well, amen. It's obvious the Lord is, over your coming years of your life, Azar, just think how the Lord will use you and with these gifts. High adventure coming up, brother. Hold on to your hat.
Amen.
The Lord will be using you in ways you never imagined. Praise God. Well, we have about 5 minutes remaining. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we wind up?
I would just ask the audience to pray for my family, for their salvation and redemption through Christ Jesus, as they're still in the wilderness. I got 2 daughters. One is an 18-year-old, one a 17-year-old. I just, you know, lift them up to the Lord as they're lost, and they're lost to the Lord and they're lost to me. And my wife, ex-wife, is a generation of witchcraft, and so I've struggled with that. Recently, the Lord had us blow a shofar over their residence, and a red fireball just came out of that whole neighborhood in Oklahoma City.
Praise God.
So, amen. So just ask for rain from, you know, Lord's grace to keep on shining and protecting us from the enemy, and for praising this powerful ministry for all of us to come through, and we continue to pray and lift the ministry and all the ministers in Christ Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ cover all of us and protect us as he protects us every day. In Jesus' name we pray, yes. Amen.
Well, amen. We all agree. In Jesus' name. Well, Azar, thank you so much for calling in, brother. We appreciate you, and thanks again for all that you're doing in helping Deliverance Ministries.
Amen, brother. Thank you. God bless you for your ministry in Jesus' name.
And God bless you. Bye-bye.
Have a good evening.
Well, good night. Thank you, sir. Good night.
Good testimony.
Wow. And
Everett, was he there Monday? Was he there Monday night?
Yes.
I think I know who he is. I recognize his voice. I didn't see his name tag, but I recognize his voice. So,
yeah.
But good testimony. Praise the Lord. Awesome.
Yeah, and what he's experienced gave him a real running start. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yep. Yeah, there was a lot of new faces there that I hadn't seen before, and a lot of people I had seen. And then when he came on and started talking, I was thinking, I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but I heard that man speaking a couple of times, and I think that's the same guy.
Yeah.
Crowd. Yes, there was. If you need deliverance and can't get out to Oklahoma City, deliveranceusa.com. Or you can get the book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. Excellent manual to help you do self-deliverance, administer deliverance, step-by-step process, everything you need laid out in the book. Get that by calling Richard the office at 307-742-7582. Let him know you need that, and he will certainly get it out to you. Certainly will. But,
Hey, Ralph.
Seeing in the spirit. Yes, we got a next caller?
Yeah, we've got Tom on. Tom, welcome to the program.
All right, well, Tom. Thank you.
Good evening. How are you?
Yes. Hi, Tom. Ralph is on
here
with
me.
I am blessed, and I'm still on my high from Monday night.
Well, ooh, we're all blessed, Everett. I can tell you we had a Zoom call this evening with everyone that was there, and they flew in. Especially just for the Deliverance Ministries, and so they flew back that night. And they said that everyone on that plane was joyful. They were on a Holy Spirit high, I guess you could say. And they had laughter, and it was a wonderful, wonderful thing. They talked about it for a long time tonight.
Praise God. Well, I could imagine that because they were obviously spirit-filled people when they arrived. So, and all Christians, as we found, usually have a certain number of demonic entities tormenting them and come through the generational door and other doors that we've learned about that are easy to open. So it'd be a rare Christian doesn't have their share of demonic activity. Well, Tom, why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself and when you were born again and how you what was going on in your life, how you learned about deliverance and what your deliverance was like, changes you saw, and what all's going on now.
Sure, I'm happy to do that. One thing I do want to say, I asked him, I said, would you all just tell me, maybe in a word, what you think about last Monday night? And they all agreed that it was, they felt anointed. So that was good. But I'll tell you my story. My story, I probably was born again, Everett, I'm going to say sometime in the 70s, but I was still drinking at the time, and I quit drinking in 1985, and that's when my spirit-filled life began. It began in earnest in the early 90s on a retreat that I did the Ignatius Retreat. But the way I found Deliverance Ministries and you, it was through my Sunday school teacher. And I thought, and I had done some deliverance with a priest in Moore, Oklahoma. And so I was familiar with it, to not like you all do it in a different way, but either way, it worked. And so I had someone very, very close to me. I mean, extremely close, a family member, that was just not acting right. I mean, it was just doing very, very childish, and I'll just say goofy stuff. And we were becoming further and further apart. And my Sunday school teacher said, well, I'll take him to Deliverance Ministry. And I didn't know about you or that. And it just sounded like, you know, I just didn't know. So finally, it got so bad, and then someone else said, well, you know Everett Cox, why don't you go to his deal? And I thought, okay, I've tried everything else, I'm going to go to the limit. So I called this person, and I said, would you be willing to go to the Deliverance Ministries with me? And they said, yeah. I couldn't believe it. So I brought them, thinking, well, you know, I'll just bring them, and everything will be okay. And but then once I got there, I thought, shoot, I'm going to be here for a few hours, and I may as well do it myself. And so I did, and I had many, many, many manifestations of getting rid of demons personally. And I was very happy with the with what happened that night. And then the person that was with me said the same thing, and I took them home, and I went home, and then nothing happened the next day, and nothing happened the next day, except I noticed that I felt lighter. I felt like I'd lost weight or something. I mean, it's just hard to explain, except I felt lighter. So I called this dear, dear person Thursday, and I said, do you feel something different? He said, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? He said, yes. He said, I feel like this, I have this weight off of me. And I said, that's exactly how I feel. He said, I didn't feel it the Tuesday. I started feeling it yesterday. I said, oh my gosh, yesterday it was just crazy, and today I can't, you know, I just feel like I don't weigh anything. He said, me too. And so we commiserated about it. And then that was in 2013. In 2016, I moved to Texas, and I joined a church down there, and I became part of the minister, the team that prays for people. And we started having a lot of Holy Spirit miracles taking place in our church, and I thought, well, it's time to ramp this thing up and let the Holy Spirit just take over completely. And I'm dealing with all these people, and truly, you're right, they are very spiritual people, good people, never see anything off color or anything with them. And I thought, well, we'll just do deliverance ministries. And I thought, you know, these people aren't going to have anything to circle on their sheet. They don't, they really don't. But after your talk Monday night, they started circling things like crazy. And we talked about it tonight in some of the most beautiful spiritual people were circling things. You know, one said 30 things, one said more than that, and then the repentance and giving forgiveness. And so a lot of it in our particular case had to do with generational stuff, going back to Masonic and Eastern Star and different things like that. One that we're going to work with down here has KKK in their family, and so we're going to do some deliverance on them. We're going to train them as soon as I get back, and then we're going full bore. But some of the things that they talked about, there was one young girl you may remember, Everett. She was, I'm guessing, 18 or 19. She caught on fire with the Holy Spirit. She went home and she started throwing her records and her CDs that were not, that she considered to be satanic. She just started throwing those things away. People started finding things in their houses that they threw away. As a matter of fact, we threw an obelisk away in our house that I'd had for probably 40 years. People started speaking in tongues. They didn't even, and they had fought doing that forever. One lady that we talked to tonight, she said, "I just can't stop laughing." She said, "I'm actually having," she said, "I've prayed before and I've meditated before." And she said, "But now it's different." She said, "I'm actually having conversations with Jesus. And it's not like I'm asking anything. He's saying, I'll do something," and he'll say, "Hey, how did that go for you?" And so that's pretty wonderful. Many of them, Monday night, were having stomach issues, and that goes back to a lot of the the Masonic occult and things like that that were generational in their families. So anyway, I think what's going to happen from this is I'm going to train everyone now that they've seen it. We have a lot of homeless people. We have a lot of emotional and psychological issues with people where we live, and we have a lot of orphans, and it's just where we live, people just have gone there to escape wherever they were, and then they have nothing. So we're going to minister to these people. We're going to do deliverance on them. We're going to pray for them. We're going to let the Holy Spirit take over in their lives. And it's going to be an incredibly, incredibly wonderful thing. Our church is the church that does all of the, we do the food pantry. We have a clothing pantry. We welcome everyone in our church. Many of the people that come to our church have been kicked out of other churches just because they didn't comply with whatever they think their religion is, which is just silly. I mean, that's totally out of the Bible. That it's not about religion. It's about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It's not about rules.
Amen.
It's about what he tells us in the Bible. Pretty clear, pretty simple. Not necessarily easy, but it's definitely simple. It's right there in front of us. So anyway, I don't know if that's what you were wanting, Everett, or if that's or if you have any questions.
Oh, sure.
It was an amazing experience tonight on this Zoom. Well, I do want to tell you, our pastor is a woman. She and her husband were attacked yesterday by the evil one, especially since they are the lead of the church. The evil one came after him pretty hard yesterday. And our drummer, who is a very spiritual person, he was attacked yesterday. We talked about that today. That's going away. I told him, just hang in there and let it settle in, and it'll get better as they go. And they said it already was. So I'm sure you've had experience with that, and probably tell me more about that.
Is that what you were looking for? Sure. And of course, that's not unusual what happens. You know, we're all in the war zone, and when you get delivered, that doesn't mean something's not going to attack. You know, these satanic assignments coming out of Satan's war room are likely to happen at any time. And that's when a person needs to quote Luke 10:19, that they have power over all the enemy. Nothing will harm me. As you speak that out, it performs itself. And then go into the counterattack mode of whatever it is they think, fear, anger, you know, whatever they think is coming at them. Name it the best they can and go into the attack mode of commanding it to go in Jesus' name, and even calling upon God's angels to back their commands. I do that a lot since they are there to be of service to us, Hebrews 1:14. And so, you know, we're in the war zone till we go to heaven, and we don't have a free ride. But praise God, we've been given all these tools and weapons to deal with this, and we can, anything that attacks us, we have the greater power to can't come against them.
Well, and I think too, I agree, and I know that. And so what they're doing, we talked about tonight, they all pulled out their keys to staying free, and one couple that was there went out this morning. They forgot yesterday. They said they went out this morning, and they started going through the I Ams. I'm a child of God. I'm forgiven. I'm saved by grace.
Amen.
I'm justified. And they just went out, the two of them, and said that out loud, and drove off the evil one. And so everyone, as we were on the Zoom, started pulling out their yellow cards, Everett. It's pretty funny. Everybody knew exactly what to do, and they're doing it, and you've given them the tools to deal with this. And I can't wait to work with my family and give them the tools to go through this, because we are all being attacked. And the more we strive to know God, the more we're going to be attacked. But it's just like you say, we have the tools, we have control, we have all the power, and all we have to do is use it. I'm getting several texts right now, but they're coming in on my phone while I'm trying to talk to you, but there are things that they want me to tell you, so I'm going to look at those, Eric, while you talk, and then I'll tell you what they're saying, if that's okay.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and those I Ams, those are scriptures of who you are in Jesus. We give that out at the end of a ministry session with the instructions for the person to go through those.
Oh, they were asking me something else. I'm sorry. I thought they wanted me to say something to you tonight. But anyway, also the examples of blessing are a wonderful thing. I mean, all the tools that you've given out and the things that you've learned over 43 years. And one of the guys who's has been, like me, kind of a hard-driving businessman all his life, and that's what we do, he was saying, he said, you know, someone with 43 years of experience, you always look for somebody with at least 3 or 5 years, but this guy's got 43 years. And if you don't listen to him, you know, why are you even thinking about this? So it was just I just don't have words to express the gratitude that everybody has for what you've done, and we do appreciate it. We love you, and we bless you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Well, I received that, Tom. And it was a pleasure working with all the group, and I know our ministers were just as excited as your people that came on the jet to get ministry. It was quite a noise level that came up in the entry there after, you know, where everyone came after the deliverance, and everyone was talking about what happened, and they were just totally pumped and just speaking out and happy and just sharing and what happened, and that I think that was as much excitement in their entry there when where people kind of meet after their deliverance as we've ever had, Tom.
Oh, really? That's wonderful. Well, they talked tonight about wanting to come back.
Okay.
It may overload you a little bit, but.
Well, now that we kind of figured out how to do it, it actually worked out pretty good, and we just had your 15 people on the list, and of course they were they had priority. We always go through the list of who's on there first, and then the others that come, and we put out a call for more ministers than we'd normally have. Normally we'd have about around 15, 12, 15, 17. Come. We have a lot of ministers, but they just don't all come every Monday, you know. So
sure.
I'd say the majority of them came this last Monday to minister to so many people coming, and it worked out really great. We actually had extra ministers, you know, 26 for 22 people.
Yeah, that was, you know, that works out every Monday, I'm guessing, with you. I mean, that's just God doing the work that you need, and it makes it a little bit easier for you.
Well, sure, and it's that was pretty much just a typical Monday, except for how excited you all were. But the people that come, they come from all over, and they have all kinds of problems, and of course down there in your area. It would be no different than here, that most everybody around you needs this kind of ministry, because if you handed that two-page list of problems, most everyone, if they haven't been through deliverance, they would circle usually a good three dozen. And
yes.
Sure enough, most of them would turn out to be the names of evil spirits. And then they get their Jesus overhaul. But there's not enough ministers to go around with a need. And, of course, most people, they've got those problems. They haven't even had any training or anyone teaching them that they might be evil spirits. They just think it's their personality and that's them, you know.
Well, that's my case, Everett. I'd gone through the 12-step program. I'd done a fourth and fifth step to get rid of all that stuff. So when I went in, I thought, you know, I don't need to be here. I've done all this. And my gosh, I probably had more 100% type experience than most people. Yeah, because even though I thought I'd gotten rid of all that stuff, I found out I had a lot more to do. And then even the other night when you said, you have any resentments? I've told people for many years now, I don't have any resentments at all. I'm free of all that. Well, I probably had, you know, I don't know, maybe 50 names pop in my head the other night. Somebody said, how could you have 50 names? I said, well, when you do the kind of work I do, that can happen. But anyway, yeah, so I was pretty amazed and freed up Monday night as well. So I don't know that I told you that, but it happened.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, you're in fertile territory down there in the Galveston, Beaumont area, so I'm sure you can find plenty of people to minister to, and you know, with the tools that you all have now, that's a great start helping those people down there on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, we're going to, it will be quite a movement when we get started, and then as we progress through this, there will be a movement, and I think you'll hear about it from others, not just us. Once these folks get started, they are prayer warriors to begin with, and we've already seen miracles, seen visions, we've had healing. We've had all kinds of things already, and that's just getting ready to multiply 100-fold, I think.
Well, praise
God.
So,
again,
well,
Tom, I thank you, Everett.
In the minute remaining, do you have anything else you'd like to say to the people before we wind up here.
Yeah, I think, Everett, that a lot of people think this is kind of voodoo, and you even mentioned that, and it's kind of hokey, and, you know, this stuff doesn't really happen, and why would I do that? Well, let me just say, I felt the same way after I did it, and I walked around and went back to work and did the things I did and felt 50 or 100 pounds lighter. I knew something had happened. And well, I knew something happened the other night. The night that I did it, I just didn't know what. And all of a sudden, all these things that we've been carrying all these years, we just get used to them. And we think that's the way it is, and that's the way life's supposed to be. And so we just kind of trudge through life. And what I found out is it doesn't have to be that way, that it can be a lot better, and that we can start dealing not just in the physical, but in the supernatural, or I'll say the spirit world. And because we are spirits, we're body, soul, and spirit, and you give us the tools to deal in that spirit world where we can fend off the evil one and put on the armor of God and go forward and have a great day every day.
Hallelujah. Praise God, Tom. That's awesome. Well, thanks so much. That was a great testimony. And
yes, Tom, thank you.
Looking forward to talking to you.
Well, God great. Thanks you, a bunch. I'll go ahead and hang up, and I appreciate you letting me call in.
Okay, Tom. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
You know, I like the way you said it and put it. Sometimes we're just so used to carrying it around, we don't realize we even have it. And,
yes.
You know, a lot of times I heard myself in the past say this, well, this is my cross, I just have to bear it. Well, it may not be the cross you have to bear. It may be a demonic spirit set there on assignment or there by a generational curse or placed there somehow through unrepentant sin or unforgiveness. And it's not something you need to bear. It's just something that needs to be cast out. So if you're needing, if you're not having life and life abundantly and you're thinking about deliverance or wanting deliverance, don't have to get on a private jet, fly all the way to Oklahoma City. They just happen to be blessed enough to know someone that could do that for them. But you can go to deliveranceusa.com or get the book written by Pastor Cox, Do the Supernatural Works of Jesus. You can obtain that by calling Rich at the office, 307-742-7582. We thank everybody for joining us this evening. It's been a blessed night as always. And we look forward to seeing you next week. Pastor, God bless. I'll talk to you later.
God bless everybody.